At the Vatican this Easter morning, there was great expectation among tens of thousands of Catholic pilgrims gathered in St. Peter's Square. They were waiting to see and hear Pope John Paul II after illness forced him to miss Holy Week services for the first time since he was elected pope in 1978. In a dramatic live television broadcast, the ailing pontiff raised his hand to bless the crowd, and he tried unsuccessfully to pronounce his Easter blessing to the world. Earlier, John Paul had chosen Cardinal Angelo Sodano, the Vatican Secretary of State, to lead the holiday mass.
Gloria in excelsis Deo.
NPR Silvia Poggioli joins us on the line from Rome. Silvia, could you describe how the Pope looked today?
Well, as the solemn mass ended, the TV camera shifted to the papal window, the curtains were drawn open, and John Paul appeared, and the crowd broke into a loud applause. The Pope followed the text of his Easter message as it was being read out by Cardinal Angelo Sodano. But when aides placed a microphone in front of him, he visibly struggled, tried to speak, but couldn't. And then he moved his hand in the sign of the cross, and many in the crowd were moved to tears. And John Paul showed his stubbornness. Against doctors' advice, he remained at the open window in windy and damp weather for nearly a quarter of an hour. Now, this is a man who loves sports and theater and was known as God's athlete and the great communicator, and he's now reduced to silence and immobility.
And how is the Vatican dealing with this situation of an ailing pope who wants to be seen by the world?
Well, first of all, we have an almost complete news blackout on the Pope's condition. There hasn't been an official medical bulletin for 2 weeks. You know, traditionally, the Vatican has never been very forthcoming on the state of health of aging popes. But John Paul has never shied away from television. And with his visible deterioration, the Holy See seems to be sort of navigating in uncharted territory. One analyst says the Vatican seems to be experimenting with the medium of television in order to govern the church through gesture and image. In other words, TV pictures of the silent and suffering Pope are the message. But with today's appearance and his obvious inability to speak, it's unclear for how long this image of a silent Pope will be reassuring and effective.
Yeah, the Pope's declining health is raising questions about John Paul's ability to govern the church. How much is he still in charge, and how much authority has he delegated to others?
Well, Cardinal Joseph Ratzinger, who's one of his closest aides, said Friday that the Pope is working in absolute lucidity and takes few but crucial decisions. But a group of people has emerged as the Pope's inner circle. One of the key figures is his longtime private secretary, Archbishop Stanislav Divitz. He's believed to be the one who advises the Pope on when, how, and how long he should appear in public or through video links. Then there are four cardinals John Paul entrusted with leading the Holy See ceremonies, Ratzinger, and three Italian cardinals, Ruini, Sodano, and Re. And according to one Vatican analyst, this foursome has the task of ensuring stability in the twilight of John Paul's papacy. In other words, their increased visibility is aimed at avoiding the appearance of a vacuum of power that could lead to internal disputes and jockeying for position.
Is any one member of the inner circle emerging as a dominant spokesman for the Pope?
Well, Cardinal Ratzinger has come out very prominently this week. He's been a close aide to the Pope for 23 years as the Vatican's chief theological watchdog. John Paul asked him to write the meditations for the Good Friday procession, and portions of his text were really unexpected. In what was a clear reference to the clerical sex abuse scandal, Ratzinger denounced what he called the filth in the church, even among priests. And he described a Catholic church which often seems like a boat about to sink, an arrogant institution in whose fields we see more weeds than wheat. This is unusually strong language, and it was certainly approved by John Paul. It's not clear what the message is here, but according to many analysts, Ratzinger's meditations have caused considerable turmoil behind Vatican walls.
NPR Silvia Poggioli in Rome. Thank you, Silvia.
Thank you.